Liz and Lucille on a TV game show? Yeah, that's right. It happens today. Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
So, kids, how about it? Would you, your family, and friends like to star in an episode of the new hit reality TV show, Where's My Manners? Drop us a postcard. Let us know why you and the gang would make fabulous contestants on the hot new show where anything and everything can and does happen. Do you know someone who burps at the table, chews with her mouth open, or answers the phone like a caveman? If your postcard is chosen, we'll send the relentless Ms. Slithers, the world-renowned matron of manners, the queen of politeness, the etiquette guru herself, right to your hometown. She and our production crew will make themselves right at home for an entire week of taping. And while the cameras are rolling, the country will be watching. But be warned, kindness, respect, and courtesy aren't lessons easily learned. So don't mail that postcard unless you're truly brave enough to take the challenge on Where's My Manners?
Wow, Lucille, this is awesome. We've got to send in our postcard. Just imagine, if we get picked, we'll be famous.
Are you kidding me, Liz? Come on, you don't know the first thing about manners.
Sure I do.
Do not.
Do too.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, I know that... Well, I know that... well, let's see.
Yep, just as I suspect.
Hey, would you give me a minute to think here? This is a lot of pressure.
I rest my case.
Oh, yeah? Well, I do know to close my mouth when I'm eating.
Oh, brother.
Oh, come on. Don't you see, Lucille? It'll be simple. We'll be huge celebrities.
Yeah.
I can almost see it now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be headline news in the Turin Gazette, interviewed on Lizardtainment Tonight. Our faces will be plastered all over the cover of the Reptilian Times.
You're nuts.
Lizerardo Quintus Lacerda. It's going to become a name that every household in this country is going to become familiar with.
Whoa, wait a minute there, Dreamer. What? Aren't you forgetting one important thing?
Like what?
You don't have good manners.
Huh?
Sure, you might know that you're supposed to close your mouth when you're chewing your food, but, Liz, you never do.
I do, too.
Do not. Whenever we eat lunch at school, all I can hear is you chop, chop, chopping away. Your mouth is open so wide that those flies and insects you're supposed to be eating for lunch just come shooting right out. It's downright disgusting, Liz. And then, to top it off, you always wipe the corner of your mouth with your sleeve.
I do?
Yes. And let me tell you something. Ms. Slithers, the matron of manners, will have you for breakfast. She'll cut up your bad manners into a zillion little pieces and serve you up for the whole world to laugh at.
Hey.
Millions of reptiles will be watching you make a fool of yourself on national television.
No, that's where you're wrong, Lucille. See, I'm the perfect candidate for Where's My Manners. Millions of reptiles are going to watch me make a star of myself.
Fine, we'll just see. Give me that pen, Liz.
Okay, here.
What I meant to say was, would you be so gracious as to pass me that pen, kind sir?
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Just give me the pen. After all, I have excellent penmanship and know how to properly adjust letter. If you want to get on that show, Liz, I'll get you on that show.
All right.
Now, let's see. Dear Miss Slithers, I'm sure you'll be interested in knowing.
Lucille entered herself, Liz, and Maury to be contestants on the show, Where's My Manners? At the last moment, she also included Skink, because she and Liz agreed that out of all the kids in school, Skink was in dire need of learning some manners. Now, Lucille didn't really believe that out of the thousands of postcards the show received, hers would even get read, let alone considered for being on the show. And the days, weeks, and months passed with no response. Liz and Lucille had forgotten all about the postcard they sent. Until that fateful Thursday when the mail truck pulled up to Lucille's house just as the two were arriving home from school.
Hey, cool. You've got mail, Lucille.
I'm sure it's just bills and magazines for my mom and dad. Mm. They always get all the mail.
Yeah, my parents do too, but you never know.
Look, bills, 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 magazine, magazine, letter to me,
wait,
bills.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Letter to you?
Hey, that was a letter to me.
Cool. Who's it from?
Probably a birthday invitation or something.
Now, Lucille, that looks official. Open it up. Who's it from?
Hold on to your tail. I'm opening it.
Oh, man. I love getting mail.
Dear Ms. Lucille Monitor, we are glad to announce that you and your friends have been chosen to be contestants on Where's My Manners, the number one new reality TV show.
Oh, come on, Lucille. It doesn't say that.
Liz, it's for real. It's from the TV show.
Would you stop kidding around, Lucille? Come on, give it to me. Dear Miss Lucille, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Please be informed that we'll be at your house by 5 o'clock this Thursday.
What? Read it again. What did it say?
We'll be at your house at 5 o'clock this Thursday to start recording.
What day is it?
I believe today is
Thursday! Liz, what time is it now?
It would be 3 o'clock.
That means we have only 2 hours before the TV crews show up. What are we going to do?
They'll actually be here in 2 hours?
I don't have anything to wear.
They'll be here in 2 hours?
Yes, Liz, 2 hours. I think we already covered that.
In 2 hours. 2 hours?
Liz, what's the matter with you? We're talking national TV here, remember? You gotta snap out of it. Pull yourself together. Okay. We don't have any time to waste. The clock is ticking. Now, what do we need to do before Miss Slithers arrives?
Well, let's see. If I'm gonna be on TV, should probably go get a haircut.
Yeah.
Do a little shopping for some new jeans so I look presentable. Mm-hmm. Take a nap. Grab a nice, nutritious snack for some energy.
Brilliant idea. Except for the fact that we have less than 2 hours before Miss Slithers arrives.
Oh, man.
Come on, Liz. Focus, will ya?
Wait. Focus. Okay.
Just think. We're actually going to be on Where's My Manners with that heartless Miss Slithers.
No.
To be honest, Liz, she kind of gives me the creeps.
Yeah, me too. Just thinking about her gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'll tell you what, Lucille. Why don't you go on ahead?
What? Why?
I just can't do this. I can't. What? I can't do this, I tell you, Lucille. That Miss Slithers is going to eat me alive.
No way are you backing out on me, Liz. We are in this together.
But Lucille, I burped at lunch today. It just kind of came out. All of a sudden, plop, there it was.
Oh.
And what's worse is, I actually laughed about it. Maury and I thought it was downright funny. Even Skink laughed. He thought it was hysterical. Lucille, I forgot all about the TV show. I haven't been practicing my manners at all. I'm just not going to be able to do this. I can't hold it together. I'll snap. I will crack. I'll lose it. I'll be the laughingstock of the entire nation.
Oh, no, Liz.
What? Oh, what is it now?
I am so busted.
Why?
I just realized I never even told my parents that I sent in that letter.
What?
They're going to kill me. No. I haven't cleaned my room all this week. Why do they have to be taping at my house?
Okay, we don't have any time to lose, Lucille, remember? It would be better to tell your mom now, before the TV crew arrives.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Liz.
Okay, so, I'll, go get Maury and meet you back here in 2 hours.
And what about Skink?
Skink? Skink is your problem, Lucille. Huh? I mean, you're the one who submitted his name, remember?
Well, neither one of us is going anywhere until we tell my mom. And you're coming with me. We're telling her together.
But she's your mom.
Yeah, but this whole mess was your brilliant idea, so come on.
You didn't say please.
Liz, will you please come with me? Or else?
My, Lucille, that was both polite and intimidating.
Come on.
Having just opened the letter which informed Liz and Lucille that they were chosen to be contestants on the reality TV show Where's My Manners, the two now needed to break the news to Lucille's mom that a TV crew would be arriving at her house in less than 2 hours.
Mom, I'm home. I got something I need to talk to you about.
Yes, honey.
Well, you see, Mom, it just so happens that, today...
Yeah, well,
Go
on, sweetie.
Well, what she means to say, is that, well, in 2 hours, you see these,
Yeah, yes, in 2 hours, what?
What she means to say is that Well, in 2 hours. You see these, well,
What's the matter with you two? Chameleon got your tongue? Now go on. What's so important?
I don't know how to tell you this, Mom. But a large group of...
Well, you see, we sent this postcard with our names on it, and,
Oh, for heaven's sakes, you two aren't going to last 10 minutes on the TV show.
What?
What show?
Don't what show me. I've got 6 videographers, 1 director, 4 lighting grips, and a snooty host setting up a television studio in my kitchen. Now, was there something you wanted to tell me?
Surprise!
It wasn't Lucille's fault. We never thought we'd get picked.
Well, surprise you did. Now come into the kitchen and meet the director.
Well, well, well. These must be 2 of our contestants, huh? I'm the director, J.P. Rattler. And you are?
Very nice to meet you, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm Lucille, and this is Liz.
Liz Gerardo. But you can call me Liz for short. It's very kind to see you, your highness, sir.
Now, don't worry about putting on any fancy druthers with me, son. Just call me J.P. or Mr. Rattler. It don't matter much to me.
Okay, cool. See you, Lucille. This isn't going to be so hard after all.
Okay.
Now, let me introduce both of you to our host, the infamous, gracious, and always presentable, Ms. Slithers.
Awesome. How you doing?
Oh, dear. This is going to be a challenge.
You don't have to put on airs for me, Liz, but for Ms. Slithers, well, that's another story altogether.
Now, let's try that again, young man.
Okay. It's so nice to meet someone of your respectable agedness, Your Majesty.
J.P., we might need to schedule 2 weeks for this program. And your name, young lady?
It's so nice to meet you, Miss Slithers. I'm Lucille. Welcome to our home.
Ah, well, well, not bad. Not bad at all. We might actually have something to work with here, Mr. Rattler.
Okay, people, we got less than 2 hours before we go live. I'm going to need those mini cameras mounted on the walls over there.
Mounted on my walls?
Don't worry your pretty little head there, ma'am. We'll take good care of your house. Use those 8-inch screws. I don't want those things falling off in the middle of the shoot, okay?
Me and Liz got to go get Skink and Maury.
Oh, gee, what happened to your manners, young lady? Me and Liz got to go get Skink and Maury? Your English is simply atrocious.
Atrocious.
Sorry, Miss Slithers.
Oh, well, it's obvious we will have our work cut out for us. Away with you both.
Yes, ma'am.
Makeup call is in 1 hour. Please, don't be the least bit tardy.
Yes, ma'am.
And with that, Liz and Lucille, who were feeling a bit overwhelmed, slowly backed out of the room. Just for good measure, Lucille dipped into a slight curtsy as she waved goodbye to Miss Slithers.
Hey! Everything's here at kidscorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live-action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at kidscorner.net. What's God calling you to do?
After rounding up Skink and Maury, the 4 young lizards were whisked through makeup and given last-minute directions from J.P. Rattler, the director.
Now, kids, I want you all to just be yourselves,
okay?
Don't go getting all worried about what you're going to say or do. Just be natural.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And whatever you do, don't look directly at the camera. Got it?
Okay.
It's real important that you act like the camera's not even there.
Not there.
And listen to Ms. Slithers.
Okay.
All righty, then. We've got 10 seconds before we're live on the air.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Any last questions?
Yeah.
No. Yes, Maury, what is it, son?
Where should I fall when I faint?
Oh, no.
We've got a real kidder on our hands.
No, sir, I'm serious.
I
feel all dizzy. Awful, like I'm about to pass out.
Well, son, just don't look at the camera, okay? Oh. And we're recording live in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Where's My Manners? The live reality TV show that has more bite than its bark, but always in a civilized and proper manner. Tonight, our host, Ms. Slithers, is entertained at the home of Ms. Lucille Monitor. And now, our gracious and always proper hostess, Ms. Slithers.
Thank you and welcome. We're broadcasting live from the town of Tyrene. Our amazing production crew has set up a temporary studio right in Ms. Lucille Monitor's kitchen. Let's give her a warm welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Slithers. I'm so excited to be on your show. Welcome to my home.
Wonderful, dear. You're simply charming.
Thank you.
3 points for Ms. Lucille. Now, I must take this opportunity to help you with a few additional manners that you could have used to further your score.
Okay.
When introducing yourself, never miss an opportunity to introduce your friends as well.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
A simple, Ms. Slithers, this is my friend Maury. We go to school together. Would have sufficed nicely.
Oh, sure, I get it. How about Ms. Slithers? This is my best friend, Liz. He lives down the street from me, and we go to church together.
Excellent. 5 more points to Lucille. Maury, now it's your turn to give it a try.
What? Who, me? I don't know, Ms. Slithers. I'm not so good at this kind of stuff.
Oh, come on now, Maury. Relax. You'll be just fine.
Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera.
Maury, obviously highly nervous at the thought of being on national television, tried to speak, but the only thing he could think to say was...
Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera.
Maury, buddy. What's wrong with you? Come on, relax. Breathe.
Don't look at the camera. I need air. Breathe in, Maury.
Breathe, Maury.
And out.
Miss Slithers, may I introduce you to Skink? He goes to our school. We thought it would be great if you could teach him some manners.
Ah, nice introduction, Liz. Good to meet you, Skink.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, sure, whatever that means. But before we get started here, I was wondering something that has to do with being polite.
Well, now, obviously, that's my area of expertise. What is it, Skink?
I was just kind of wondering, you know, with all this good manners mumbo-jumbo, does that mean I even have to be polite to my little brother?
Well, here on Where's My Manners, our motto is to simply follow the golden rule.
Huh?
Do any of you know what that is?
Oh, to chew your food with your mouth closed?
No.
Not to look at the camera?
Hardly.
To cover your mouth when you cough?
No, no, no. Following the golden rule means simply to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Whoa! Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I'm joking?
Man, so what you're saying is that we're supposed to treat others the same way that we want to be treated?
Precisely.
Well, contestants, it looks like we're off to a good start. But now the real fun begins. As you know, our television crew will be secretly following you around for this entire week. No matter where you are or what you're doing, we'll be there watching your manners. Most of the time, you won't even know we're taping you. So don't forget to ask yourself, where's my manners? Because the cameras are always rolling.
And so the live reality television show was underway. The next day, Maury climbed out of bed, brushed his teeth, and came down for breakfast. His father was sitting at the table, reading his paper and drinking his coffee. Maury sat down, picked up his spoon, and tapped it on the table.
Morning, son. Hi, Dad. Mom, where's my cereal? Mom? Mom, where are you? Mom, is breakfast ready yet?
Maury, dear, you don't have to whine. I was just in the other room.
But, Mom, I'm starving. I haven't eaten for all night.
Oh, I'll get you a nice glass of cactus juice to begin with.
Oh, man, I don't want cactus juice. Mom, it tastes yucky. I want tumbleweed juice.
Well, we're out of tumbleweed juice, son. And what's the magic word?
Mom, may I please have some juice?
Yes, dear. But will you please stop your whining, Maury? It's not polite.
At that very moment, the refrigerator door burst open and Miss Slithers popped out from inside it.
Aha! Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Maury, that's 10 points off for bad manners toward your mother.
How in the world did you get in there?
And who are you?
Mom, Dad, I'd like to introduce you to Miss Slithers, the host of Where's My Manners?
Oh, I love that show. Oh,
very good, Maury. You get 5 points for a beautifully executed introduction.
Oh, wowie-kazowie. Gee, thanks, Miss Slithers.
My Maury's on TV. Oh, dear, look at me. I'm a wreck. I didn't even get a chance to do my makeup.
So, where's the TV camera?
The toaster. It's a special toaster we installed last night while you were sleeping.
Don't look at the toaster. Don't look at the toaster.
Well, I just figured you bought a new toaster, dear.
I thought you did.
Oh, wow, this is the best toast I've ever eaten.
Ah, very good, Mr. Clumptoes. Nice manners. You get 2 points for a well-delivered compliment.
Well, what do you know? I'm ahead of you, Maury. Your old man's going to win the grand prize.
Maury, now, the key to having good table manners is to always remember the golden rule, treating others the way you would want them to treat you. Hmm. Now, how would you feel if your mother woke up and rudely whined all morning long?
Well, I wouldn't feel very good, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're the most disrespectful to those we love the most. It is very important to treat our moms and dads, our brothers and sisters, with love, respect, and good manners.
As the week progressed, the competition began to really heat up. Liz and Lucille were tied for the lead, with Maury close behind, and Skink coming in dead last. Much was learned about the importance of good manners and treating others the way you would want them to treat you. In the Bible, Matthew 7:12 tells us, "In everything, do unto others what you would have them do to you." That's the golden rule. And sometimes our lizard friends remember to follow it, and sometimes they forgot. As for Ms. Slithers, she was continually catching the four contestants when they least expected it. The cameras were always rolling, even as Liz left the lunchroom and entered the library.
Oh, man. Oh, Spike, my stomach's about to explode.
What's the matter, Liz?
Oh, buddy, I think the combination of a cactus sandwich, a full can of pop, and those fizzing volcanic rock candies are doing a number on my tummy. I feel like I'm about ready to burp.
Loud?
Yeah, even louder.
No, Liz, you can't. Miss Slithers is probably hiding out watching somewhere. You'll get mega points deducted.
It's not Miss Slithers I'm worried about, Spike. It's our school librarian, Mrs. Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, she's mean, all right.
Yeah, she'll give you a detention if you even think about talking in the library. Mm-hmm. And here I've got the Godzilla burps going on.
Well, make sure you cover your mouth, Liz.
Spike, my friend, are you not hearing me?
What?
I'm in a crisis here.
Oh, come on.
The way I'm feeling right now, if this puppy is allowed to fly, bookshelves could come tumbling down. Microfiche could be erased. I mean, we're talking an 8.9 on the Richter scale here, Spike.
Oh, no.
The world as we know it may never be the same.
I warned you about drinking pop with fuzzy volcanic rock candies.
Oh, man.
At that moment, Liz's stomach let out a giant rumble. It did a spin and a turn, a flip and a flop. All the students in the library and even Mrs. Scorpion turned to hear where the roaring grumble was coming from. For a brief moment, his stomach calmed, but just as suddenly it began to rumble again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not again. Here it comes.
Oh, no, Liz, don't burp. You can resist.
Oh, the end is near.
And that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens. Will Liz embarrass himself in front of all of his friends? Could good manners actually help him out of this awkward predicament? Or is he doomed? Tune in next week to find out.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Liz and Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/Kids Corner Radio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.